Uncle Sam has been scolding us to eat right since 1894.
But did we listen?
Not at all. According to the USDA, they issued this advice more than 100 years ago in a farmer's bulletin.
Unless care is exercised in selecting food, a diet may result which is one-sided or badly balanced, that is, one in which either protein or fuel ingredients, carbohydrate and fat, are provided in excess.
Those words of wisdom from W.O. Atwater, the father of American dietary recommendations. He came up with this advice even before scientists figured out what vitamins and minerals did in our bodies.
The 1930s brought the Depression, so the USDA came up with cost-cutting food plans, ones that satisfied minimal nutritional requirements.
The administration of President Franklin Roosevelt was known for many, many programs identified by their initials, and in 1941, the RDA was born, recommended dietary allowances for protein, iron, calcium, and various other vitamins and minerals.
In the mid-1950s, the USDA promoted four basic food groups:
milk,
meat,
fruits and vegetables,
and grain products.
Up to the 1970s, the guidelines had been focused on encouraging Americans to get enough nutrients, but in 1977, the USDA described a fifth group of foods to be avoided: fats, sweets, and alcohol.
The USDA rearranged the food groups into six categories in the 1980s and stacked them into the food guide pyramid in the 90s.
And even though that single pyramid was replaced by a new one today, the advice from the USDA remains much the same as it was around the turn of the last century when W.O. Atwater, the father of American dietary recommendations, wrote this caution.
The evils of overeating may not be felt at once, but sooner or later they are sure to appear, perhaps in an excessive amount of fatty tissue, or perhaps in actual disease. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.